For months throughout the pandemic, the $355 million project employed over 800 workers in New York who built and assembled 70 steel columns known as gantries. They rise up over the lanes at 58 points in the 420-mile ticketed system.
We're going to go up on the gantry?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so loose materials or anything else is not connected to you, make sure it's connected, all right?
Eric Christensen, who's been with the Thruway Authority for more than 30 years, has been working on the project since 2007, when an electronic tolling system was first envisioned. Now, just weeks away from when the system goes live, he's giving me a tour. It includes climbing up the ladder to the top of the gantry where there's a metal-grated walkway. This one is near Exit 24, a major intersection that links New York City, Montreal, and Buffalo.
Watch your step right here.
Okay.
Watch your step right here.
Okay.
It's perfectly safe, but not for the faint of heart, as tractor trailers barrel through at 65 miles an hour, right under our feet. The top of the gantries house the sensors.
You see the white box? Looks like a pizza box. That's how we read the EasyPass tags right there.
There are also double sets of cameras that take photos of front and back license plates as vehicles whiz by underneath. Treadles in the road measure the number of axles, and there's a height sensor.
The number of axles and the height of the vehicle determine the classification of the vehicle.
There won't be any more toll booth transactions once the switch is made.
Just grab the top rail, right at the top.
Thruway Authority Executive Director Matt Driscoll is also with us. He says once the cameras are fully functioning, for those with EasyPass, the tolls will continue to be deducted from their accounts at the same rate as before. But for those without an electronic toll tag, a bill will be sent to the address listed on the vehicle's registration.
We are asking people to recognize the importance of getting an EasyPass. There will no longer be people collecting cash anymore. And so that's a very important distinction for people to understand who may use that now by passing a $5 bill or what have you to a toll collector. That function is going away. The smartest thing to do is to get an EasyPass because it's going to save you money.
Until the end of the year, the rate will be the same whether you have an EasyPass or not. But beginning in January, the rates for those who pay tolls by mail might jump as high as 30%. The Thruway Authority has proposed the fee increase, but it's still subject to public hearings and has not yet been finalized. The passes are available at all Thruway service plazas, Department of Motor Vehicle offices, and some retailers. The transition also means that after 66 years, there will no longer be any toll booth collectors. 903 part-time collectors will be let go. Driscoll says beginning in 2018, the Thruway Authority provided training to those workers so they can seek other jobs with comparable pay. Then there are 100 full-time toll takers. Around 30% are retiring, and Driscoll says the Thruway Authority is helping the rest to get placed in other state agencies.
They've really been, quite honestly, the backbone of this system since its inception.
Even after the switch is made to electronic tolling, the toll booths themselves won't be going away fully for at least another year. The Thruway Authority says it will take until at least through 2021 to remove all of the 54 remaining structures. On the side of the New York State Thruway, I'm Karen DeWitt.